Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Guess what? This is the month of December.
Already.
The last month
bell,
of the year.
Jingle. Oh, really?
Yeah. Last month of the year.
I thought we had 13 months.
No, we only had 12 and it's about over.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting ready for 2026. Oh, my.
Oh, shell. Old acquaintance. You know what? I don't know if I believe in all that, but I say this, man. If you just keep living, they keep coming.
They sure do. And Time just does not stop. It just keeps on rolling.
And I appreciate it. Go ahead.
And we're live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. We're live right now on that TuneIn app. Remember, it is on any electronic device that you may have. You can download that TuneIn app, and in your search bar, please type in WWGH. Now, I know it's on the TV. I'm not sure how to connect with us. I guess it's automatic. I haven't tried it yet, but you can try it. TuneIn app is on your smart TVs. Okay, we're live right now in the studio by calling You don't have to do that to call in the studio. You're calling in the studio by dialing Touchtone 740-383-9944. Isn't this Touchtone?
That one is, yeah. But that's
yeah, girl, and your
no,
cell phones.
No, they're not touch. No, they ain't Touchtone.
Where you called
it? Actually, they do have. No, because the tone is the
you
same.
You have to touch it. They don't even have no ring.
Yeah, I mean,
no
so
more.
I used to think that you could hear that and then say, man, you can duplicate the sound, but you can't
because
they all sound the same.
Yeah, no. So, we're live in the studio, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to call us, laugh with us, or want to give us some tips or hints,
and
whatever
talk about
we're
your Thanksgiving.
About. Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about how was your turkey day.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, did you even have turkey?
Right.
You know, because I got into a conversation with some people. We were talking about, man, we used to have raccoon.
Ooh, raccoon.
I don't, you know what? For some reason, when me and my siblings be talking, they remember a different part of their life.
Wow.
We didn't live in the same, the world was different. I don't know why. But I told my son, man, I don't remember never having a turkey or nothing like that. Man,
oh,
raccoon.
My. Raccoon, okay. Hey. Oh, my. Could you imagine? No. But I guess people did do that, you know.
I'm telling you they did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know. When the Beverly Hillbillies came out, we didn't know it was supposed to be funny.
Right.
Because we was eating all that stuff they was talking about.
Oh, my.
So, you know, it was like, you know, crawdads and all that. You know, that was just what we did.
Right.
So it wasn't nothing different, but new. Okay, go on with your announcement.
Oh,
you
got to
talk
okay.
about
yeah,
Chappie.
Yeah, put it all in there. Yep. And don't forget the number is 740-383-9944. Okay, other supporters, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And for those of you who are faithful supporters, thank you for your love, your support, and getting ready for Christmas. Pray you had a happy Thanksgiving.
And we want gifts.
Merry Christmas, right? Say, drop off some gifts at the studio, right?
We want gifts. Yeah. And it don't have to be the type that you can wrap up. You can just put it in something.
Right.
You know, envelope, yeah, hint.
And that's Willie Harris, tap one, you hear in the background.
I don't know if now you sound like you called me out, but that's good.
Yeah, but that's okay. People wonder who is that talking?
Yeah.
That's Willie Harris, tap one. He's Willie my guest for the next 2 hours, and he's also a stand-up comedian. You probably gathered that so far, haven't you?
Yeah, we do all that stuff.
But don't forget, Logos Christian Ministries, they will not be having the free produce until April 2026. That's over. But they do have their regular Bible study and church services on Sunday. Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street. Their phone number there is 740-223-1515. If you want to know about the times of their services, or www.logoschristianministries.com. And I think they will be doing barbecue dinners as well, September 13th, I think it is. Yeah. I mean, September, December 13th. People said September. Woo, we got to wait a whole year.
That's what it would take.
Right. That's exactly what it would take. But I will pull that up before this hour is over and share that with you. Don't forget, keep people in prayer who may be going through surgery, need surgery. Cancer patients, kidney patients, please lift them up in prayer. Your neighbors, friends, church associates, We all need one another. Help us to one another. So lift them up in prayer. And still lift up Cheryl Lee in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I realize that the enemy lies to us also mm-hmm. about our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants us to think that God did not heal us of certain infirmities and diseases that we may have gone mm-hmm. through, or like you're talking about your finger, you know, or my shoulder, you know, like my arm. Since I broke it, I don't think I can use it anymore.
But, oh yeah, you do good.
Yeah, I use it, but not like I used to. And my daughter said, "Well, quit telling yourself you can't use it the way you used to." You know, maybe I can use it. I can stretch it. It's okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes we deal with those things, and it is an attack of the enemy.
You know, consistency beats a lot of things.
Yes,
and that's what we lack as human beings. You know, really successful people, they are consistent. They do what they need to do all the time, every time to get things done. And people that are not successful, that kind of just, we're like in the middle type, mundane type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, man, as soon as stuff get hard, we'll quit.
True.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm through with that hobby. And then you go to something else, and then you got all these hobbies. I don't know, man. I think the old saying is, I would rather do something 1,000 times. And I got to think about it now, because what it ended up telling you is that you would rather. How did that thing go? And I wrote it, and I don't forgot it.
You wrote it, okay?
Yeah.
Doing something 1,000 times instead of giving up on it,
No, because some people will do 1,000 things.
Uh-huh.
And instead of doing one thing 1,000 times.
Right.
And getting it right, they'll do 1,000 different things one time.
Trying to make it right.
Well, they just keep doing different things. But,
right.
You know, so you got 1,000 things that you've done, but you haven't done any of them enough to see them completely through.
Okay.
But the people that do the one thing 1,000 times, they're going to get that right.
Right.
And you know, it's good when you start looking at, like, and I never paid it attention until I started watching this football this year and watching how this whole thing with the Browns have been circulating. Because, you know, Browns is a team that most people don't even talk about. You didn't even know they had a team in Cleveland, did you?
Yes, my father, oh my gosh, he was a diehard fan of Cleveland Browns. I used to say, "Dad, they never win a game." But he was faithful.
They are,
to the end.
They still are, man. And then so Shador, which is Deion Sanders' son, coming out of Colorado, so they reluctantly, somebody got him drafted. Now, mind you, all these teams...
At the end of all the drafts, right? Just about, right?
Well, they had passed over him at least 5 times apiece, all 32 teams, okay? So, now, we know...
You think that was a conspiracy?
Well,
something about,
you know,
that just wasn't right, wasn't it?
Well, we know that it was abnormal,
yeah.
You know, to do it that way.
True.
You know? And see, and the thing is, it's easy when you can throw something... And then hide your hands, and nobody knows it was you that threw the rock. And then it looked like everybody else throwing the rocks instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and a lot of that have gone on. That's what happens with a lot of these conventions and stuff. When they be having all these troubles and people be coming in, fighting and rioting and stuff, it's not usually from those groups.
Right.
It's usually other groups that they come in. And they've even caught these guys, man. You know, they'll come in, they'll have bags on their backs, you know, backpack full of rocks and stuff. You know, throwing rocks from the back.
Right.
You know, so it'll look like the people up front throwing.
Yeah.
That kind of nonsense be going on. So, I mean, be careful, because there's a lot of stupidity in the country. I mean, that's unleashed.
Just rude and,
Yeah. Makes no sense, but it's here. So,
what'd you think about his first game? I mean, that was, a couple weeks ago, right?
Well, he just had his second one.
Right.
He's getting ready to do his third. Like I was saying before, I already knew, just like so many people, that look at things in the spiritual eyesight, we could see God doing that whole, working this whole thing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew it was only a matter of time before they try to do something, pull one guy out so they could stick him in,
mm-hmm.
because the pressure was getting to be too crazy. Because they was booing the other quarterback every time he came on field. They was booing him.
Oh, my.
I'm serious. They was booing him bad, you know, and to the point.
And he was like 40 years old, right?
No, I ain't talking about them. They traded him.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, they got rid of him. See,
I didn't know that.
I think they got rid of him. You talking about Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
See, because he used to be our quarterback for the Ravens.
Oh.
You know, for 12 years or something like that, 13 years maybe. And he had his good moments and he had his bad moments as far as his consistency. Now, his talent outweighed his consistency.
Right.
He could throw. He was accurate. He was and laser accurate, meaning he could hit targets no matter where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And he could read that stuff halfway decent. Now, he didn't scramble. He didn't move. He was, because he was 6'6". He was a big dude, you know what I'm saying?
Flacco?
Yeah, man, Flacco's
really?
Huge. He's like
6'6".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Okay.
And so that was why he was able to throw so well, too, because he could throw over the offensive line.
Right.
Now, this is all stuff that I just learned. I just learned that this week.
Okay.
Now, the thing is with Shador, they knew they had to do something with him, but they didn't know why. So the Browns end up with him. Then the coach is like, I ain't gonna play him, and he didn't. So he didn't let him. He didn't let him practice with the squad or nothing. You know, he's like, you ain't learning none of this stuff, man. You know, but here again,
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with God,
true,
all things are possible.
Yes, absolutely.
This brother was looking at stuff, even though they didn't have him practicing with the first and second squad.
Right,
he was practicing with people that were maintenance people and people that were water boys. He wasn't practicing with the team.
Oh, my.
He still was given the wisdom and understanding to understand how it was still played. So when they did put him in, it looked like he knew to play. And they couldn't understand why he could still do kind of an okay job just by getting thrown in. Because mind you, when he got thrown in, it's because the other quarterback got hurt. So the schemes and everything was set up for the other quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So when this guy comes in, he's got to work with this guy's schemes. Well, that guy's schemes, he's a left-hander for one thing, so he rolls out to his left. My man, the right-hander, he rolls out to his right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a conflict in the information that he had to deal with.
Right.
And so the offensive line didn't know what to do. I mean, it's a lot of stuff goes into. I didn't know this. It's a lot goes into football.
Right.
And I would imagine every sport would probably say the same thing, but I will tell you, football is not an easy thought process. When you look at the positions and stuff these guys got to be enough to look at and understand, I mean, and then the quarterback got to understand all of it.
Right.
And I mean, so when you got a quarterback that goes like, for instance, Joe Flacco, they traded him to Cincinnati. He won the first game that they did.
The Bengals?
Yeah, but when he went there, he probably had about a week to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had.
But they let him practice.
Well, they brought him there to make him the number one anyways.
Right.
Okay. The other team got rid of him and didn't even tell the coach he was gone. Till they was like, well, where Joe at? We seen Joe leave last night at 12:30. Oh, Joe was tippy-toeing. You know, hey, I'm going somewhere else where they're going to pay me another $12 million. You know, whatever, man.
And nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it is. But we're going to let it slide.
I know, that's right.
When it's my
money
turn.
Money is money, though.
When all money.
$12 million?
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I'd be over there like.
I know, that's right.
They're like, where you come from, man? 12 mil.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm still looking for it. Absolutely, I'm still looking for it. I know I got work to do. You know, and that's when the enemy starts playing in your head, too.
Yeah, that's true.
When you know you got stuff you need to do.
Right.
And he'd be like, well, you know. You can get back to that
later.
You can get to that
how
later.
Much later.
You can get to that back later. And you be sitting up there fighting yourself. I mean, everybody know it because everybody go through it.
Of course, we all do.
Yeah, we do. Sure, everybody goes through it. And the thing is, some of us overcome sometimes. Sometimes a boy win. Sometimes we win. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you, but it's always a fight, boy.
It is. So. It is a fight. Oh, my. Well, he played his first game.
He played his second game. Yeah. He won the first game. The second game.
But he did not throw any interceptions.
No. And the second game, they were winning because they was only like a point behind. Mm-hmm. The coach brought in some stupid, crazy
play.
Take Shador out the game, mm-hmm. and sticks this other guy in, mm-hmm. and they fumble the ball. The other team picks the ball up. Now they're right where they're supposed to be, and they go in and score.
Well, why'd he take him out?
He's got this thing where he does not want Shador to be able enough to be great. And like Shador done told him, you can't stop this. This is God's thing. This ain't got nothing to do with who you seeing before you. You know, I'm an instrument, and they're not getting it. They still think that's loopy to think like that. And this guy has studied proving the point.
Right.
You know, he's doing stuff that, just like everybody saying, this dude's not supposed to know this kind of stuff.
Right.
Here you are a rookie. This your third game, your second game in the NFL.
Right.
And you guys are the most looked at team.
Cleveland Browns, right.
Where when just a year ago, before this guy came there, people wouldn't even stop on the station if they saw your name. They just keep going.
Sure,
but now people
did
be
not.
Like, yo, man, let me see what the Browns are doing.
Oh,
because
my.
This dude has immobilized a city and a country.
Wow.
Because he has all kinds of people following him. He's got a huge following. And that's what it is. See, he's got so much stuff because he's got his own brand of everything, and he's got people wearing his stuff and the Cleveland Browns stuff.
Wow!
That's
how
all
big is that, right?
Hey, man, the contract that he signed, no one has ever signed a contract with the stipulations like he had in his. They had no idea, and we talked about this several times. He has a clause called prime equity. Mm-hmm. And prime equity is a term that allows you to be able enough to be an entity inside of an entity. So when you join the NFL don't own all of your stuff.
Right.
They own a percentage of it.
Okay.
You own a percentage of it. So y'all become partners rather than you just working for the NFL and they paying you residuals because you was in a commercial, but no. Every time this guy is in a, every time that Browns do a commercial, whether he's in it or not, he gets a cut on that.
Oh.
It don't matter because his thing says that anything that he has helped promote,
right,
and he's helped promote the team. So when they do, and this is another thing that they didn't want to happen, they don't want to pay him all of this money that he's making now or getting ready to make because
right.
they got him for $4 million. So you know that was like rock bottom, and they paid the other guy $40 million, I think, something like that. But it doesn't matter because the money wasn't an issue with this guy.
Right.
Like he was, you know, they had a nerd action the other day. Do you think that the coach is calling bad plays? He said, man, what kind of question is that for you to ask me? And plus, why are you talking to a fifth string quarterback? Mm-hmm. Why ain't you talking to the coach, asking the coach all this stuff?
Right.
Why are you going to this young brother? And he handling them, too. Because just like the one receiver was acting stupid, so they drug him so bad last week. Jerry Jeudy, they drug him so bad. Poor thing.
Oh, my.
Well, first of all, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. Wide receivers are usually very testy. Divas. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Did you?
No.
Had never heard it. So he's one of those guys. And he used to be good and he done lost some of his luster.
Okay.
So now you got this new rookie guy coming in, taking all your shine.
Yeah.
And now you're not catching the ball like you used to. You dropping balls.
Because you're upset.
Well, you know, you got an attitude.
Yeah.
You ain't got your mind right.
Right.
See? And so you going to go over to this guy while y'all on TV and start talking trash to him and clapping your hands and doing all these antics. And this is your quarterback.
Right.
And the world is watching your dummy.
Right.
You stupid.
Yeah.
See? And
trying to make him look.
No.
Laughing at him. Because
see, what he's trying to say is that the throw that Shador threw to him went over his head. Shador said, "You stopped running. You didn't finish the route." He's like, "No, man, you didn't throw it at the right time where I was supposed to be." So he's arguing with, now I couldn't hear what they were saying, so I'm making stuff up. But this is the gist of it. He came over to get into to Shador's case. You ain't never supposed to do that in public, first
right,
of all.
Right.
And so by him doing that, it just made him look weak. And plus, man, you're a six-year veteran.
Right.
This dude, ain't been in the league 2-3 months.
Right, and he know the drill. And he been there that long.
You know. But, you know, just like my son was telling me, he said, "Pop, he's been special the whole time, even coming out of college." So, you know, these guys got this extraordinary talent, but they don't have discipline.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that,
and you're not going to get it unless
no matter how great he is, he needs the team. The team got to ante up and support the quarterback. Otherwise, you're still going to be a dud.
I didn't see it. I never knew that. I never knew that the team got their rhythm from the quarterback.
Yeah.
But they develop the rhythm In practice. And that, you know, I never thought about that. I mean, okay, so you go to practice, throw a few balls, you run around, because I didn't know none of the plays, no how. You know, all that. Mm-hmm. I hear him now talking about, he doing a slant and a whatever, a whiffle wheel or whatever. I don't know the name of this stuff.
I don't know the name of all that stuff either, but being just a newcomer into the NFL and supporting teams or even watching the game.
Yeah.
I do have that much sense. It takes the whole team to make a great team.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got to have special.
You got to come together.
Even if your whole team is not good, you got to have enough key players that are good to fill the gap.
Right.
You know, because just like the guy that they got on defense, Myles Garrett. Now, Myles a beast to begin with. I mean, when I say a beast, I mean, he looked like he can just tear open about 700-800 pounds of just raw nothings.
Wow.
I mean, this boy, but man, he sacked the quarterback the other day 10 times.
Wow.
I mean, he's just a beast.
Right.
Now, because he's on defense, he's helped their defense. Now, their defense is really one of the best right now in the league.
Cleveland.
See? Yeah. Okay. And this is why they can predict that these guys should have won. They should have won that last game. And I'm telling you what messed them up is when Stefanski, the coach, called in this dumb play, and it threw all the momentum off, and he messed up everything. It's just like when you're in church and you're praising, worship, and you just all in it.
Somebody come in,
and then
and
the pastor come in and start singing at the cross,
right?
At the, you know, and and I'm like, you boy, you know that? Oh, I used to irk me to no ends, man.
Me too.
I hated
me
that.
Too. Or so somebody touch you when you're in the spirit. Don't touch me.
Not that high anyway.
And pray for
Lord
you.
To the left, please.
Your knees and pray. Oh, if you don't get away from me. I don't like that at all. Oh, my.
Well,
let me enjoy the spirit of the
that's
Lord.
What
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, they people come up. I don't understand it, but they do. You know, especially when you are in a particular. See, a lot of times when we speak spirituality, a lot of people have never experienced that. We are physical beings, but foremost, we are spiritual beings.
Yes, we are.
And we are living and having a human
experience. Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Right.
We are not just human. That's just the experience that we are now in. And it's like anything else. If you take a glass and you pour water in the glass, the water don't become a glass just because you poured it in the glass, right? It still stays the water. So we are a spirit that's inside of this body. And we're having this humanistic experience. And it is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. God is multifaceted.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if you think the Republicans feel that way.
I don't know what they feel. I don't know.
Them guys.
Or what they have experienced, or even if they do experience. I have no clue.
You know.
But the God I serve, you know what I'm saying? The God I serve.
Let me tell you, man, you just so on with that, because the scriptures tell you that this is what happens. Every time you get a regime, a group that raised themselves up like this person have done,
mm-hmm.
it tells you specifically what happened. And right now, we're on course.
Well, you had to tell me how so when you get your phone.
Okay. I'm on the line. I have to talk to you later, okay? All right. Bye.
We're live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. We're live right now in the studio by calling 7403-839-944. Don't forget, we're live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. Willa Harris Tap One is my guest this hour and the next hour. And we're talking about God right now, right?
Even
the spirit.
Oh, yeah, being a spirit or pope.
Spiritual being.
Yeah, we are, like I said, we're in this human body and we're having this human experience. But we're spirits. Mm-hmm. What we are never cease to live. It lives forever.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And we're too stupid to...
Because
he's given us a conscious,
mm-hmm.
and you can think about yourself. Because we're the only animals that I can think of that recognize who we are. We recognize ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, you take and put a monkey in the window. He don't recognize that that's him. He just sees a monkey.
Right. Like,
he think he's looking. You know, that sort of thing. It's, I guess every animal's now. I'm sure some of y'all are calling and say dolphins can tell. You know, who they are, and they can tell who the third cousin is. I don't care. I'm just saying, for the most part, on the world that I'm living in, for the most part, animals don't have that ability to reason and to be able to look at themselves and admire their beauty on them. And that's why man has so many problems, because we're able to do that. Because
mm-hmm.
vanity is one of our number one weaknesses.
Dang. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Remember that song, You're So Vain? I bet you think this song is about you.
And it was. I used to always be tripping out about that. I said, you know, yeah, I by Carla Simon, I think it was.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who sang it, but I remember
Carla
You're
Simon.
So
she wrote that about James Taylor.
Oh, okay.
They had a roller coaster, man.
And the song was about him then, right?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But... he was on stuff, man, back then. He was a heroin addict. So, but he had all this gift, man. But you know, you look at these guys like great jazz players like Charlie Parker, you know, and Miles Davis and
Wes Montgomery, and yeah.
Now Wes didn't die from drugs. He died from cancer from smoking.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't matter. He's still dead.
He was a smooth jazzist, Wes Montgomery.
Yeah, he was. You know, they didn't have picks back then. You know what a pick is, right?
Yeah, for guitars.
Yeah, so they used their thumb. And I mean, to be able enough to do what he was doing almost seems like it would have been almost impossible to do. Like all those octaves and stuff that he was doing. They just had this unique technique.
But they develop a callus.
Yeah, they did that as well. Yeah, they had to.
Yeah, on their fingers. So it was like a pick, because there was no more feeling in there, that callus.
Yeah,
you know?
It actually would form right here on the edge of your
right,
thumb.
Right, right.
You know, and your fingers will get get calluses.
That's true. That's true. So, that's true.
You know, and then you see people like Louis Armstrong. He always had that cut in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh. And remember how his jaws used to blow up like balloons when he blew that horn?
That's the other guy.
Who's the other guy?
You talk about...
Louis Armstrong.
No.
Yeah.
Louis Armstrong, his blew up.
Right, but like not, a balloon.
But not like... I can't think of his name. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. Cause he even went on. He went on Sesame Street, and him and Kermit the Frog were singing, and Kermit the Frog put his finger on his lip, and he blew his jaws up. And I'm trying to think of the dude's name, man. I can't think of it. Cause he played the trumpet.
Yeah, I didn't know. I guess anybody could do that.
No. That comes from poor.
But I know Louis Armstrong did.
They said that came from. Not doing it correctly. I'm gonna think of this guy's name in a minute. I know a song that he was in.
You're not talking about Lionel Hampton. He did the xylophones, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was good too. You know, he was at the palace once.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, I went to see him. Sure did.
You know.
They got a gospel group coming in January.
The song Birdland.
The song Birdland.
Who was the artist for that song? Birdland, you say?
Yeah, I know who wrote it. I'm trying to go to this one part.
Let me get out of here. I'm on Amazon.
I'm trying to go to a part where they talk about, what is that guy's name? It was I done ran across almost everybody else.
The song?
No.
Doom. You got me thinking about jazz now. Got Wes Montgomery going through my mind. A Day in the Life. You remember that one, right? The real popular one, yeah. A Day in the Life, yeah.
I know it had another one called something Bumping. Bumping in Sunset.
Yeah. Who was the...
I can't even think of the other guy's name, and I could... And he's a trumpet player. Well, let me try that.
Okay.
Black jazz trumpet player with big jaws.
Maybe that might bring him up.
Trumpet player with big jaws.
Cheeks of the musicians. Let me see. Is
he gonna that might be somebody different than Louis. Louis Armstrong. If anyone knows of a trumpet blower who's jaws are bigger than Louis Armstrong's was, call 740-383-9944. You might know. We're trying to find out who that is.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Who is it?
Dizzy Gillespie.
Okay. I've heard of him. Yeah. Well, he was... How old was he? Was he in the era
celebrating
of Louis...
Louis
Armstrong?
Was Dizzy he in the Gillespie. Era? Now, say it again.
Was he in the era of Louis Armstrong?
Yeah. Before?
Okay.
But see, his jaws, this is what made him famous.
Oh, my. Look at that.
Yeah, he really, his really was big.
You ain't lying. Way bigger than Louis Armstrong's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that you said that came from the improper blowing.
That's what I heard.
Right. Could be. They were putting all the pressure here instead of straight through the mouth, I guess. Wow.
I used to love listening to them guys talk, man. I mean, they had such a language about them.
What's his first name?
Dizzy.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Wow.
So
trumpet player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, huge. They even show it.
Yeah, he almost, that's just like right there where he put his finger on there. That's what Kermit did. And he blew his jaws out big like
Ooh.
That. And he could just do that.
I guess so, after constantly, you know, blowing the horn like that.
And I guess we could look up and see why he got like that, you know.
Wow. That's something. Thought for today.
Yeah.
The ripple effect.
The ripple effect.
Yeah, I'm going to read that.
Ooh.
If you don't mind.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Thought for today.
Uh-huh.
The ripple effect.
Yeah.
Go right to it if I can.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. We kind of know what a ripple effect is, like the waves in the water, you know, the sea and the ocean, and they have this ripple effect, and they all come on short. So let's see what this has to say about the ripple effect. Now, this is your thought for today.
Mm-hmm.
Try this experiment today. Enter the office with a straight face, not too straight, as you meet others who have a similar kind of straightness on their face. Force yourself to smile. Then watch the other person return the smile. Perhaps not to the same extent or for so long or absolutely immediately, but it will return. This is the absolute and often instant proof of the ripple and reflect effect. You get back whatever you put out. Mm. We know this, mm-hmm. but we forget and then wonder why everyone seems to give us a straight face, even a grumpy face, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now learn to make the smile more real, deeper, smileier.
Mm.
Where does a real smile begin? From the heart.
Yeah.
Can you smile at will from the heart?
Deep.
Why not? Mm. You need to find out soon, because you will live an unsmiling life if you do not find out what is stopping your heart reaching your face.
Mama.
No one else is responsible. There's only you in there. So don't go blaming others if you are not radiating from head and heart. What's blocking it? Take your time. Look in. Listen in and see. You'll be surprised. Mm. You'll probably laugh and say, how silly.
Man,
I have been.
You know, me personally, I never experienced that kind of stuff.
Really?
No, I'm above that.
Okay.
Man, I tell you, I was just thinking about something people always say that can be changed around when they say, you know, when you pointing at one person, and then, you know, I'll smack you if you do. You know, that's the best way to end that.
Well, how do you know what a person is thinking? You can't even be in their mind to know what they're thinking.
I can. I mean, man, I'm just like, I'm right in there.
My
mind and your mind, you know, your thoughts, my thoughts, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, since this is the 23rd, 24th century that they talking about, we didn't have to touch people.
Mm.
We could just say it and just bam, and just right in there, we melting like the minds is all. How you think you get so many people to do certain things? I keep trying to tell you about David Copperfield. That man could hypnotize a group of people. That man could hypnotize an audience.
Wow. I've watched him a couple of times in the past.
We sat there in the third row and watched this man.
Did he hypnotize you?
This man, not only did he hypnotize me, but he did the same thing to me that he did to everybody else. He said, okay, I know y'all didn't get the whole joke.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because there was some sleight of hand. He said, but we'll slow it down so that you can see exactly how we did it.
Wow.
He said, okay, first of all, I'm going to call Howard up, the guy that was out in the audience. He said, come on up. He said, now, Howard is part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They had tricked Howard.
They tricked him. Oh, my.
They had told Howard, look, this is what we want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that what he thought he was doing, he wasn't doing. So when it got to the end of the joke and he thought something else had happened that wasn't supposed to, he was shocked.
Because
he's like, no, wait a minute. So here's what they did. Okay, so they had this stuffed goose and they had this real goose. And they got this bucket that's like an old ice bucket, that the wooden buckets that you can close, it had a lid on it.
Right.
And the whole trick was to change the goose from the real goose to the fake goose, or from the fake goose to the real goose. So whichever one they put in the bucket, the trick is to change it back to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So they put it in the bucket.
Right.
And when they put it in the bucket, they show a picture of Mercury with the little wings on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He comes running out, and he looks at the audience and says, shh, as he's running past us in slow motion type. What he does is he goes to the bucket.
Uh-huh.
He switches the gooses around.
Oh, okay.
The audience ain't supposed to be enough to see this. Meanwhile, David Copperfield is doing all kinds of other things as if he's presenting this thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching what he and he's doing the same thing he did when he actually did the joke.
Wow.
Except for now, he's just mimicking himself.
Right.
Doing this. So now we realize that Mercury supposedly came out and switched the goose. So now the real goose is supposed to be in the bucket.
Right.
He takes the fake goose and run back off stage with him.
Mm-hmm.
So now when he does that, meanwhile, David is doing his abracadabra thing. When he touched this thing, he thinks that the fake goose is going to be in there. Right?
Right.
So he abracadabra, and everybody in the audience is looking at this, and they're like, wait a minute, because this ain't going to work out right. So he abracadabra, and when he pulled the goose up, he got the fake goose.
Mm-hmm.
But you seen the other guy run off with the fake goose. Because he showed you taking the goose out, sitting it to the side, putting the real goose in there, and closing the bucket.
Right.
So that's what they were showing you. So while he's doing the trick with the real goose, he thought that the real goose was supposed to be in the bucket. The real goose come walking across the stage. Okay? When he picks the real goose up and go over and look inside, he's holding the fake goose again.
Oh my.
He done switched the damn goose back to the real goose being in the I don't think he ever took that real goose out that bucket. I think he left it in there and it faked like he took it out. But anyway,
it's like optical illusions, right?
And yeah. Then he made a jet disappear. A jet. Not a huge, huge jet, you know, just like.
How did he snap you all out of being?
I don't think we snapped out. Because, man, I'm going to try to tell you, we was in the audience talking and stuff. Talking. I'll be damned. We couldn't believe it. You know, that he had did that. And so, like I said, we knew guys that were magicians. And they belonged to these certain clubs mm-hmm. of magicians. And they would tell you, once you learn how to make anything disappear, he said the size don't matter. You know, you can make anything disappear. And, man, we was trying to figure out how he got that damn jet to disappear. We couldn't figure it out, man. Because what he did was, same group, he called up an audience, a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled the jet out on stage. However they had that set up. And they got a light on it. Shining on this jet mm-hmm. from the other side. They pulled this curtain. But before they pulled this curtain, they had people surrounding the jet, and everybody had to hold hand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they closed the curtain. So all while they doing that, he do his abracadabra. Next thing you know, you don't see the jet. Okay? Then they pull the curtains open, and everybody's still holding hand.
Right.
We trying to figure out
where
the jet go.
Right.
You know? And
you mean everyone was circled around the jet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the jet disappeared in the midst of the people.
After they closed the curtains.
Right.
And they did his abracadabra thing, the jet disappeared. He opened the curtains back so you can see the people still was holding hands.
Right.
And they were still holding hands because they don't know the curtains are open and closing, supposedly, because they got their eyes closed.
Oh.
Okay. So they're just sitting there just meditating.
Uh-huh.
And that thing disappears. And then when he opened it up, it's just them people standing there.
Mm.
I'm just telling you.
Wow.
Either it's mass hysteria or hypnosis. But it's not hard, man. If you understand how the human brain works as far as the way that we deal with thought, people think it's complicated, but it's not. I mean, our mind is like a sponge, true enough, but it's got gates in it. It lets some things in, lets some
gaps
things out.
In it, yeah.
You know, and some stuff it stops depending on who and what you are and your character and personality and all that stuff that makes you up, you know, which is complicated. You know, because really, if you look at a person, a human being, you're a universe, because you have as many things in you as the universe does, billions and trillions of cells and I mean all kinds of you're constantly evolving and changing, you know, just like the universe is.
They were showing a picture of that football player who hurt his foot, like right in the joint of his foot, and they had the picture of it on TV, and I'm thinking, only God could construct the human body.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though man does all he can to replicate or duplicate what God has done, but
well, you ain't seen
he
them,
can't.
You seen them robots they making now? Boy, I wish they had me some money.
But
get
still, that's not, they're not human.
I don't want them to be.
I'm just talking about the intricate binding and making and
You know
what I'm trying to say?
Did you see Steph?
Of God made, huh?
Did you see the robot woman is what God made for Adam in the beginning. She would have been
back to Adam and Eve.
She would have been just like that robot was to Adam back then. He would have said, Eve, don't do that. Okay, Adam, I won't touch it.
And she might have if he had said, do not.
He did. And then she's like, man, I got
put
my
put that down.
She like, I got my own. And she like,
and I refuse to eat
like,
of this
please.
Apple. Just,
she like, who you talking? Who you think you talking to? You ain't my daddy. You might think you my daddy.
Back to Adam and Eve. And you know, everything
you
is
know.
Eve's fault. Oh, my.
No,
we are
fault.
Out of time for the first hour. We will be back at 11:15. So come back and share
come
with us.
Back.
If you can't, have a
come
safe and
back.
Happy weekend and enjoy yourself. And don't forget, it's cold out there. And praise God, we got some snow. We got a different scenery. So we're going to hold on to that. We're going to thank God for his many blessings and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Have a safe and happy weekend. Till next time, be blessed.
Bye.
Thank you.